Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciative and listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there, as it is a hot one in Philadelphia. The heat wave and may continue. Phillies bats not so hot last night in the loss to the Reds. Hopefully bounce back today. Going to be at the game midday show, trip to an afternoon Phillies game. So excited for the Phillies today. And of course, really compelling NBA playoff basketball last couple nights. Wembanyama is unbelievable. It's his league now. And that comeback last night the Knicks made was bananas. Collapsed by the Cavaliers. So Knicks up 1-0, Spurs up 1-0. In the conference finals, and of course, hockey about to get to their conference finals as well. So a lot to talk about, a lot to get into, but I noticed something yesterday that I want to touch on, and that is after a few weeks of everyone calming down about A.J. Brown rumors, as we are getting really close now to that June 1st veil being lifted, in less than 2 weeks from now, A.J. Brown could theoretically be a New England Patriot. There has been a sudden almost burst of, well, hold on now. Nothing's done. Hold on now. Other teams could reemerge. Hold on now. This is about to be the biggest story in the NFL again after being very quiet for very long. And I think when you consume as much rumor nonsense as I do, and as I think as sports fans we do, I think there is a sense of the BS meter versus the actual that goes off in your head. And I could be wrong on this. And if I'm wrong and he's a Ram in a couple weeks, when people take this into August, I will put my hand up and say I was dead wrong. But my BS meter is going up on this. So I have felt for a while that A.J. Brown is a Patriot. Done, finished, kaput. No more. It's a Patriot. And it was some sort of soft agreed upon trade between Howie Roseman and Elliott Wolf, the Patriots general manager, to where they circumvented the rules and agreed to a trade that they would process in June. That's what I believe. I believe the actions of the Philadelphia Eagles from the trade for Da'Tavion Wicks, re-signing Da'Tavion Wicks, signing Hollywood Brown, trading up and drafting Mekhi Lemon, all point to the same exact thing, that this is a done deal. And the Eagles have built their roster without A.J. Brown on it any longer. He's just not on the team. He's no longer part of the football team. And they'd acted like that. And you couple that with the actions of the New England Patriots moving on from Stephon Diggs, not drafting a receiver anywhere, you know, really anywhere in the draft, but certainly not high in the draft. And it's almost, and then the way everyone's talked about this, you know, players that know AJ and AJ, and you know, it's just the awkwardness around this. the Eagles players saying they're going to miss him as if they know he's already gone. It's added up to me for a while. And then you throw in Howie's line of A.J. Brown is an Eagle. And I don't think Howie Roseman is a very gifted actor. He's a very gifted executive, for sure. He's a Hall of Fame executive. I don't think he's a very good actor. I mean, I see right through the nonsense when he tries to throw it out. A couple of years ago, or more than not now, but a handful of years ago, when he tried to tell us that Jalen Hurts was just a cost-controlled backup to Carson Wentz, I didn't buy that for a hot second. I don't buy it. No. Teams do not draft backup quarterbacks in the second round. No, they draft players in the second round to give them years of starting production and cheap labor. That's what you do in the second round. High-level starting production and cheap labor. And that's exactly what they got out of Jalen Hurts. But you add it all together, and it's just felt very clear to me that A.J. Brown is a Patriot. It is a done deal. Yet you turn on, you know, whether it be the Rich Eisen show yesterday, Tom Pelissero hosting for Rich, and he had Mike Garofalo on. You turn on Kay Adams' show, and James Palmer's on there, and you kind of put on anywhere where they're talking NFL news, and they're talking up, well, maybe the Jaguars. Hey, the Rams get re-involved. Hey, Howie doesn't have to do this now. He could hold him through June, July, maybe August. This isn't a has to be on June 1st or 2nd thing. It doesn't have to be. So you add it all together and you start wondering what's going on here. And is this a matter of that everyone tabled this? And are we going to have a reigniting of the rumors of the trade sweepstakes that happened in March, where it felt like Howie Roseman had almost made the trade, had basically made the trade to move A.J. Brown out of here to the Los Angeles Rams, and then they backed off that, and then we went through the draft process and all, but he stayed, and everyone waited, and we waited for his June 1st cloak to be removed, and away we go. Is that where we're at? Are we going to restart this thing, or are we back, or was the original hypothesis that this is done, has been done, accurate? My BS meter is going off on this, and I'll give you my take on why. So I believe deep down AJ's been a Patriot for a while. I believe everyone in the league knows it. I believe everyone, Elliot Wolf knows it. I believe AJ Brown knows it. I believe the Eagles players know it. I believe Howie Roseman knows it. That they are going to get this done, finished, kaput. No more. And it will be done sometime very early June. But I also believe there is a sentiment out there, one that I've had, that probably other people have, that, hey, this feels a little too obvious. And it feels a little too simple that, you know, if the rule is has to be a post June 1st trade and we worked it out before, it's not really in the spirit of the rules. So let's find a way that way nobody can accuse us of tampering, of collusion, of trying to bend these rules. No one can accuse us if we reignite the conversation. And it doesn't take a lot to reignite the conversation. You just kind of say, to tell someone, this is open again. And it doesn't really have to be, but no one could ever prove that it's not, right? If the Rams think that they have a chance at A.J. Brown again, and they call on June 1st, and Howie has a polite conversation with them and exchanges thoughts, but then accepts a deal with the Patriots 3 days later, they can't know when that deal was agreed to. Same with the Jacksonville Jaguars or whatever team you want to throw in the mix. So I think this is, you know, I thought from the beginning here, and Howie's very good at this. This is one of the things he's best at. Howie Roseman covers his bases. He covers his bases in free agency before he goes in the draft, so he's not stuck. He covers his bases with trades, so he gets what he wants. He covers his bases in building a roster, so there's never one full, complete, glaring weakness on the Eagles roster. He covers his bases. He covers his bases when he trades or trades for or trades away a player by assembling roster depth at that particular position. Look, right now, at the Eagles wide receiver room, it is as deep as it's ever been. This is an excellent wide receiver room in terms of depth. You go from Devontae Smith to Mekhi Lemon to Da'Tavion Wicks to Hollywood Brown to Darius Cooper to Elijah Moore. They run six deep. I think they have five guys, sans A.J. Brown, they could run out there and get real snaps from next year. So obviously, Smith's going to be the one. Mekhi Lemon, high-level player. We had Ray Dittinger yesterday on the Midday Show along with Glenn Macnow. And Ray said that he reminded him of Steve Smith. And that's very high praise. I mean, I see some Amon-Ra St. Brown, but if you see Steve Smith, my goodness gracious, that is a big-time player, competitive, strong, tough at the point of attack. So they've got Devontae. They've got Mekhi Lemon. I think Da'Tavion Wicks is going to end up being a really, really nice piece for the Philadelphia Eagles. And we're going to look back a year from now and say, man, that's a steal. That trade they made for him and the contract extension they gave for him, steal. Hollywood Brown on a one-year deal. Vet, pro. If he needs to play and there's injury, you could put him out there and feel like you could find your way to 40 to 60 yards in a game, even at this late stage of his career. I think Darius Cooper showed me something last year in training camp. He showed me something last year in the preseason, and he showed me something when he got out in the field a little bit last year. I think he could block. He's physical. He's tough. He is a grinder. I think he's going to end up being a solid contributing NFL wide receiver. That's five. I didn't even count, really, Elijah Moore, who is probably towards that. It could be over at any point, his NFL, you know, career. But he's had enough run in the NFL. We're like, all right, this guy, it's not a crazy thought that Elijah Moore could give them something, you know, if he had to play a game or two.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
So you add it all together and Howie's covered his bases. The Patriots have not covered their bases. So they need him. Eagles don't need him. And what I mean by Howie covering his bases, Howie Roseman is very, very good at making sure he checks all the boxes. Checks every box, got to check. And when I think about the boxes here for this particular potential trade, the box that he has to check last is to make sure no one can accuse him and the Patriots of circumventing the rules. And there's a very simple way to do that. Reignite the trade stuff. Put it out there. Make people think this is not a done deal, even though it is a done deal. I think it is a exceedingly simple way for the Philadelphia Eagles to get through this and to make what they have palatable for everyone to understand. Now, we didn't trade A.J. Brown before. We didn't break any rules. Absolutely not. No. We didn't do anything like that. And I think it's going to be very easy for the next 2 weeks for this story to become a real thing. But I just think it's BS. I think it's BS to think he's going to end up on the Jacksonville Jaguars. That the Eagles are going to, after all this, bring back Brian Thomas after all the moves they made for wide receivers. I don't think it's realistic. I don't think it's realistic to think that the Los Angeles Rams are going to now, after all the moves they made, just incorporate A.J. Brown. And then what are they going to do with Devontae Adams? They're going to dump him in the guaranteed salary? No, that was an in-the-moment move. The Devontae Adams thing. Now, you know, look, circumstance change, things change. If Puka Nacua gets in trouble again and they are desperate, that's a different story. But I'm going to go on the assumption Puka Nacua is going to be able to play football at an extremely high level this coming season. And if he is, he might be the best receiver in pro football right there. And the Rams obviously have a lot of firepower with all those tight ends, the three tight end sets they used last year, Puka, Devontae Adams. The Rams could be and very likely will be the best team in pro football this coming season. That's how talented the Rams are, that they could go out there and probably win 13 to 14 games and be the number one overall seed in the NFC. That's what they're probably going to be. So I don't see the Rams thing happening. I don't see the Jaguars thing happening. I see A.J. Brown, the same place I saw him a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I saw him as a New England Patriot. He's going to be a Pat. He is a Patriot. So I think this is all baloney. And if I'm wrong and he ends up in a different uniform, wow, then I've read this whole situation wrong, but my read on it from the beginning has been everyone is too coordinated. And if I can feel that from my couch, if I can feel that from a radio studio, then there's no question that the rest of the league could feel it. And if I'm a team that has placed a call to the Eagles and I have felt a little bit of, yeah, it's not even worth your time, then I would consider, you know, taking up a grievance to the league. Like, why? Why is this player who's on their team not really available if they're going to trade him on June 1st to this other team? Well, have they worked out a deal in advance? Have they circumvented the rules? So Howie's too smart. He's been around too long. He has seen this. The Eagles have had their own grievance when it came to Jonathan Gannon and the tampering with the Arizona Cardinals. They know what it looks like on the other side. Howie is way too smart to get banged for one of those things. That's where I think this is coming from. I think he knows enough people and has enough contacts and has enough clout in the NFL that he could send like a little domino effect rumor that starts and builds and goes and goes and goes and goes. And when this trade goes down on June 4th, 5th, 6th, whatever, to the New England Patriots, we kind of forget the truth because it's been muddied for the past couple of weeks. So do I buy any of this? Not really. Do I think A.J. Brown will be an Eagle for very much longer? I do not. Do I believe that the Eagles and Patriots agreed in principle or in parameters to something already and the most important parties already know about this? Yes. That would be Howie, Jeff Lurie, A.J. Brown, Elliot Wolf, Mike Vrabel, and Robert Kraft. I think they all know the truth. I think they all know that A.J. Brown is going to be a member of the New England Patriots. You know, there was a story a couple weeks ago that AJ was up in Boston looking at condos. This stuff doesn't happen if he thinks he's going to be a Jaguar in 2 weeks. And I think the Eagles probably have enough respect for AJ, the person, and what he put in as an Eagle, that they wouldn't give him a sense, we're going to get this done with New England, and then just like at the last minute, as he's looking for a condo up in New England, say, actually, AJ, get ready for Jacksonville, because we got Brian Thomas Jr. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. This is the first one of these rumors where it's like, this one doesn't feel right. This one feels like we're trying to save face just a little bit. Just a little bit here. We're trying to make sure no one could accuse us of what's really going on here. So that's my read on it. We'll see if I'm right, if I'm wrong, or if I'm dead wrong. All right, appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got a show live from the park today before a midday show trip to the Phillies and the Reds as the Phillies go for their seventh straight series victory under Donnie Baseball. It's an Aaron Nola day with a hot, humid one. So, whew, that ball could be flying out today with the Phillies and the Reds. We'll see if Schwarber's back in the lineup a couple days out of it. Hopefully, getting a chance to see Schwarber today and the Phillies do some more damage and get another series victory. Newsletter, joe-gilio-beehiv.com. Check it out there. Subscribe to the podcast. Please share it. Tell your friends about it. We're going to have some more cool stuff on the pod. A guest or two lined up, including another author. I have to get back to him again. I'm thinking maybe in the coming weeks we'll have another author on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for listening, as always, to WIP Daily.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.